a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Welcome, everybody, to another installment of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Boy, I've had a run of good things happen to me since the last time we sat down.
You sound sarcastic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm using the sarcasm valve.
Okay.
On the talking machine.
Do we want to start the laundry list?
I got a lot of problems with you people.
I've got a lot of grievances, and here they come.
All right. So it all starts on Saturday.
All right.
We're coming home from a soccer game when we're on I-80. Right there at the bridge.
Oh, right. You called me.
Yeah. Yeah. And my car decides it no longer wants to go forward, which I'm going to be honest, it's a big reason I bought the car.
Yes.
That is a feature.
I enjoy going backwards, but that doesn't get utilized the same way.
Leather seats, moonroof, those are nice. But what I really want is the ability to move forward in the vehicle.
And it stopped doing that.
So car breaks down there on I-80. And I call the tow truck, or wrecker, as some people say. Do you say wrecker or tow truck?
I've heard wrecker, sure.
I've always said tow truck, but whatever will get here and get my car off the interstate would be great.
How many people are in the car?
Well, there's three of us.
You were all there.
Yes, because we went to the boys' soccer game. And the tow truck driver's like, I'm not taking three people. I can only have two people in the truck. So now I'm like, what do we do?
So you have to choose at this point? It's Sophie's choice?
At this point, one of us doesn't get to go home.
We left the boy.
So then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get an Uber. So I'm trying to get an Uber. Uber's not really interested in going
on the interstate?
To the interstate to pick people up. I guess that's not what that's for. I didn't realize that. Then we're calling friends. Can somebody please come and save us? I call Darren, and Darren's response, I'm at a football game. Eat a dick.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well.
I had a dog, and I had the dog.
Yes.
I had the dog with me.
You took Romy to the football game, did you?
That was my only option, really.
Do they allow dogs at the football game?
They allow them outside of the football game.
So you were outside of the game?
Looking through the fence.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and I had everything all packed up. The look that we had with everything all packed up and everything, was these people, that guy lives in that car with his dog.
Yeah, right.
That was the look.
That's a shame that dog doesn't have a home.
Right.
Well, if you'd like to adopt him, I've got paperwork here.
We can make that happen. Man,
it's very easy.
If you check out, it's not that easy. But if you check out.
Maybe it could be a little easier. Is that what you're thinking at this point now that you have six dogs in your house? That maybe it could be a little easier?
Well, we don't have now. Is
Romy with someone?
He's being fostered now.
Oh, is that good news?
Yes.
So that's happened. And obviously you go through a lot of hoops to make sure that they go to the right situation.
Right. But enough about me.
So thank you. So I got this car to deal with. So we were a one vehicle family there for a couple of days. Then Monday I couldn't do
it. Do they know what's wrong with the car?
Yes. The transmission doesn't work.
Boy, that sounds like kind of a thing you need.
Yes.
Big thing you need.
It's a big part of what makes the vehicle go forward. Yes. Yes. So then I couldn't do the show on Monday. Also had the golf outing at work, which for some reason we were at Pinnacle, which have you ever been to Pinnacle?
It's been quite a while.
It's a beautiful golf course. Also infested with yellow jackets who don't care for me very much. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I got stung right here on this finger.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's 3 days ago now. And anytime I get
it... Still won't go down.
It's swollen, and anytime I get it wet, it stings like I just got stung. I didn't even know the damn thing was on my hand until I was quite aware it was on my hand.
Didn't have a golf glove on?
I've ever since I stopped wearing a golf glove, my game has improved dramatically.
I don't wear them either.
Yeah. I got a golf glove when I started golfing because I thought that's what you do, and then I realized
this isn't helping.
It doesn't have that feel that I need. I need to have that grip. Long story short.
It's like a golf condom.
Long story short.
I just can't do it.
Exactly. It is like a condom. And
I won't do it.
I'll never go back. To both, I'll never go back. Something I used to wear in my 20s, I refuse. I refuse. So, yeah, so then I got stung by this yellow jacket, and the stinger was really up in there.
Oh.
And then this poor thing, you know, it...
You tried to save its life?
Well, I felt kind of bad.
I'm so delicious. I am delicious.
It was...
It is kind of my fault, isn't it?
Well, but it didn't bite me with its mouth. It stung me with its stinger. So I got this stinger in me, which I can't get out, and there's just this throbbing sack of putting venom in my... In my hand. Meanwhile, this dumb thing is laying on the floor of the golf cart with its ass torn out, which seems to me to be terrible engineering. There's so much of nature where you think, wow, that's really
nature's
well thought
design,
out.
Yeah.
You know? So much in nature I'm in awe of. This whole idea of when you sting someone, it rips your ass open. So you just lay there and, you know. And then I put the thing out of its misery, but then I realized, oh, no. When you do that, it releases a hormone that the other yellow jackets come and
attack.
Here
they, as a matter of fact, I can hear them and even see them from 100 yards away.
It just doesn't get any better. It just doesn't get any
better. So just those two things?
And then it's the wife's birthday today.
Yes.
And the boy and I went and got a cake at the local Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm.
Spent $19 on the cake of cakes.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. You've seen the cake. I'm going to go ahead and put it up on the Facebook, and you can see it on my Twitter right now, at Dave Lavora, all one word. This girl, there were three of them there at the bakery, and they're all like, oh, no, she's the one to do it for you. This is our superstar when it comes to writing things on cakes. I defy anyone to tell me what that says on this cake.
Mm.
And it's one of the... It's one of the worst cake fails I've ever seen.
So it didn't slide or anything?
No. That's how it looked at the register.
Mm.
No, it looks like I dropped the cake. Or that
it fell off the front seat.
No. That's what it looks like.
Mm.
But that's not what happened. The cake looks exactly...
The cake of cakes.
She takes forever to write. And then we're standing there, and she's
writing.
Did
you notice her shaking at all?
At one point, she says to me, boy, the word birthday is hard.
That's the one thing you should be good at.
Like, thank you. Because as soon as she said that, that was my first tip. I've had them write happy birthday on cakes before. It generally takes about 20 to 30 seconds. This was a 4 to 5 minute ordeal.
Mm.
And
she's the one you want.
Oh no, this one here is a regular calligrapher when it comes to writing happy birthday on cakes. She hands it to me, and I just realize there's no point in asking her to redo it. And
although it did look like the other side of the cake, you still had room.
That's the thing too. When you look at the cake, I urge you to check it out.
You had more room.
She only uses half of the cake. So everything's all smushed together.
Which I think is maybe what caused the problem.
That's a big part of the problem, yes.
It's like, you had more canvas.
She didn't want to run out of room, so she only uses like a third of the space on the cake to write.
I guess I had more room.
And the letters, like, you kind of know what... Well, I mean, my wife's name is Jenny, so it's supposed to say happy birthday, Jenny. I hope I haven't ruined it for you. Because if you look at it and you don't know what it's supposed to say... People are having a hard time. When I went and checked it out, I showed it to two people at the register. I go, what does this cake say? I'm like, oh, that's horrendous. We could have her redo it. I'm like, I don't see what the point is.
They didn't take anything off the cake.
No, that's not something they're going to do.
It's the cake of cakes.
It is kind of the cake of cakes because I realized, I mean, the boy and I were peeing our pants laughing at how terrible it is. Now I kind of think, well, this will be a cake that we remember at least.
It sure will be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point...
You've done us a favor.
I hope that Jenny appreciates how ridiculous the cake looks and isn't offended. If she gets
she
a kick out
of it... She
hasn't
seen it yet?
No.
You didn't share it with us?
No.
You didn't share it with her?
No.
Because today is her birthday.
Today is her birthday.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that she thinks it's funny and accepts the worst decorated cake I've ever seen in the spirit in which it's intended.
Well, here's hoping she doesn't get stung by a bee at work today.
Oh, man,
because,
no.
Because, you know, you want her in the best mood possible later this over the when you show her the cake.
Here you go. Here's the...
Hope you... Are you... let me ask you
no
this.
No store-bought cake for my Jenny.
Let me ask
Oh, you. Wait. That's what I do do. I'll go buy it a cake of cakes.
Let me ask... Well, you could do... Could you pass it off and say that Owen do it? They let Owen do it?
That's the only one...
I want to stand that.
That's the thing, too.
I don't want to use him as a scapegoat.
No, that's the thing. If my 8-year-old son had written Happy Birthday Mom on it, it would look significantly better than this
well,
person.
Well, and Mom is easier to do than Jenny.
The word birthday is hard.
That should have been the first tip.
That seems like the worst thing you should say when you're jo- cakes. Happy birthday on cakes.
Boy, landing this plane is hard.
Exactly.
Did we just hear that over the speaker?
Having a hard time, hard go of it.
I can get these things up in the air. It's the landing that's hard. What did he just say?
Fine. Fine. I'm sure everything's going to work out just fine.
Did I just imagine that, or did he really say that?
The cake of cakes. Yeah, that's up on our Facebook page for you all to enjoy
now. I hope everyone enjoys a second cup of coffee.
You know what? I will have that second cup of coffee.
Why, you whore.
Yeah, people are asking, why didn't you get a manager? Here's the thing.
Sometimes you got to move on.
Just roll with it, right?
The people don't roll with things enough.
I'm going to make a big scene
out of
it.
You know, here's something about a cake. How about you don't write anything on it?
Well.
I could, that's fine by me.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to have anything written on it.
People saying baking soda on my yellow jacket sting will reduce the
well, there
the sting.
You go.
I've heard that. I've also read a lot that I'm supposed to put meat tenderizer on it. But then I think that's just going to make me hungry for meat.
Well, that's just going to make
I'm gonna
you
be
more...
I'm going to be chewing on my finger all day long.
It's going to make you more delicious for nature.
I don't need that. Yeah, people looking now at the picture and wondering if Owen is the one who wrote the message on the cake. No, that was the young lady working at the Hy-Vee that did that. Mm. That's part of the $19 that I spent on the cake.
Sounds like a good deal.
Of course, that's your first reaction. That's a good deal for a cake. The cake is this big.
Well,
yeah.
Next time, just get a Pepperidge Farms right out of the freezer case, and you'll be fine.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that a thing people
Pepperidge
do?
Farms?
Pepperidge Farms remembers how to spell birthday on a cake.
Well, you're not going to have birthday. You're not going to have happy birthday on your cake. But,
no.
But
no.
You don't have it now. So what difference? Maybe you've learned your lesson for next year.
Mm.
Here's a cake that says nothing on it. Happy birthday. We're telling you happy birthday, okay?
Here, we've written...
We've written nothing. We're just telling you happy birthday because it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
I don't know why everything's got to be such a damn struggle these last couple days, but here we are, friends.
Good for you. You made it through the rain.
Thrilled to be here. We've got five things to talk about.
We
the
can
top
do that.
Five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by one of our new sponsors. We're thrilled. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. And the Orpheum Theater welcomes AJ Croce. Two generations of music, the American music, happening on Saturday, October 21st. A complete set of his father's music, some of his own, and then songs that influence both. Those tickets are available online at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone 309-342-2299 or at the box office. The Orpheum is available for private events and coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Elf Jr., the musical, The Nutcracker, Polar Express, and more. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. And of course, it's also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can get signed up there for that as well. And for everyone who's doing any sort of shopping at Amazon.com through our link at NachoRadio.com.
Your Cubs going to play today?
I think they're playing today.
They
did not play.
3:08 start? Is that what I'm reading today?
Yeah, rained out last night.
Sure did.
And now the talk is, do they bump up a Nationals pitcher? Being that you got that extra day.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, but I think the talk is that they were... that it would be that, is it Steven Strasburg?
Yes.
That he might be bumped up, but they went to him and he's like, I don't feel so good.
You know, my tummy hurts.
I don't feel so good.
I have a little sour milk tummy.
I had some birthday cake last night.
the handwriting was terrible on it.
I
think it might have been the icing.
Now, if the cake tastes bad,
that's different.
Then I'll call Hy-Vee and be like, here's our sitch.
That's different.
Yeah. Get the manager involved. For what? What's the manager going to do?
Just, he wants to hear about it?
You know, look. And I figure, too, at some point, she's going to write on a cake for somebody that's not as much as a human.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but yes. I was at a gas station yesterday, and the mm-hmm. person who was working there was talking about, someone was asking how their day was going, and she goes, someone's called me the Antichrist twice today. And I'm thinking, boy, that seems kind of extreme.
At the gas station?
That seems kind of extreme.
Apparently
what she was trying to say was, it was an older couple that mm-hmm. came in, mm-hmm. and something wasn't working quite right.
Oh, you're the Antichrist.
You're the Antichrist. Yeah, you're the Antichrist. So it must have been like a married couple that were like, one was parroting what the other one said.
That's right. Antichrist. My wife's correct.
Like something, yes. It wasn't like, I don't know if what you use to swipe your card or something wasn't quite working. You're the Antichrist. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what my husband said.
That seems like a hell of a charge to throw at somebody.
It really is.
Well, our number one story today on the old top five things.
Number one.
Etowah County, Alabama had the highest rates of sexually transmitted diseases in these United States.
Alabama.
Yeah, there's a county there, Etowah County, Alabama.
Home of the Alabama Slammer.
It was the first time in more than a decade that St. Louis was not at the top of the charts.
Huh.
Well, the Alabama Department of Public Health took a look at some things, and it turns out they had made a math error.
It is still St. Louis.
Yes, it is St. Louis. Congratulations, St. Louis. You lead the nation for both chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Gateway to herpes.
Yeah, if you're looking to get an STD, go try your luck in St. Louis because apparently everyone in STL's got an STD.
That's right.
Yeah, the incorrect figures showed that this county in northeast Alabama had a chlamydia rate of one diagnosis for every 24 people in the county, which is more than triple of what they deal with in St. Louis.
And everyone's getting it from Lou Brock.
Is Lou Brock from Alabama?
No, he's played in St. Louis.
Oh, he's a Cardinal, of course.
I stole your heart, I stole second base, and I stole your innocence. I'm Lou Brock. Hello.
I don't think that's the case.
No, okay.
No. Lou Brock Jr., NFL player.
Is he?
Well, he was. I mean, you know, he's... You know,
did you watch your Bears?
I watched up until the Star Wars trailer, and then I went to bed.
Yeah.
By the way, that Star Wars trailer—that was something else.
Is this going to be a dark movie?
I don't know.
Are we just done with it? You seem done with Star Wars.
I watched the trailer, and it was like, that's cool. I just got other things I got to think about.
I got no transmission.
This is it, right?
How am I going to get...
I got a throbbing venom finger. I got a car that needs a new transmission. I got a cake that looks like it was done at gunpoint.
Hey,
I got other things going on right now than Star Wars.
Sorry about your birthday cake, but I do have a throbbing venom finger.
Come on, then.
If that interests anybody.
The people at Yahoo are saying now that all of their email addresses were hacked. And this happened back in 2013. Every single Yahoo email account, that's more than 3 billion accounts, by the way, or 3 bamillion if you'll have it, all of them were affected by a data breach back in 2013.
Doesn't it seem as though that's how everything kind of rolls out anymore in the news? Is that if there's any sort of breach, mm-hmm. people will say, we've had a slight breach.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, no, it was everything.
Everything.
It was everything.
Absolutely everything.
Whether it's Equifax or whatever it is.
Yes. No, all of them. Everything's
everyone's,
bad.
Yeah. Everything's
no. I think gone. You're right. It's like, they there just was, can't, but, we are aware of a slight issue. Uh-huh. We, our techs are working
and
on it.
And by slight, we mean total.
Well, we thought it was 300,000. Turns out it's a million. We're now it's being everyone. Told it's 8 million. It's 3 billion, all of you. If you're, on if you're on Yahoo, the Russians have all your information. That's correct.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Get yourself a Cran Slam Club today. Homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. It's absolutely delicious, and you can get a great deal on it as well. All you have to do is, if you're there on 53rd Street, mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one. At Capriati Sandwich Shop, the podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. They are back at it again this weekend. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. They'll be open through Halloween, 7 till midnight, Sunday, 7 till 10. Factory of Fear, voted the top 10 haunt in the state of Illinois by hauntedillinois.com. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? I think maybe you do. Tickets are online.
Enter if you dare!
If you dare! Available online at QC Factory of Fear or at the door, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
I just got a thing here from Hy-Vee while you were reading that.
Mm.
Hy-Vee must be listening to the podcast.
Well, good for them. Thank you for supporting the podcast.
We
don't know which Hy-Vee.
They're listening. And they say, send us your contact info and we'll ask management to get in touch.
I want is a shopping spree.
Just a shopping spree. No, I just...
I want everyone, look at the cake.
Right.
Before we have the cake,
that's
look
right.
at the cake.
That's and right, now, Hyman Roth.
And now everyone clear the aisles. Because I've got...
Jenny, we're going to be bigger than U.S. Steel.
We are going to... we're going on a shopping spree. Your shopping spree lasts 5 seconds. Go.
It's a goof cake. But here's the thing. At some point, whoever did this to this cake is going to have to do it to somebody else's cake. Like, I wonder, was that her first ever cake? And because this is the thing, too. Someone wrote down my wife's name for her.
Yeah.
They wrote down "Happy Birthday, Jenny," and my wife spells her name with an I, not a Y, which is a big deal when you're getting your cake done. So it's like, please make sure you spell it with an I, not a Y.
I wonder if you ever found that subconsciously attractive when you met her that you weren't realizing it. In that Jenny looks like Jedi.
No,
huh?
I've never on any level thought.
Are that. You sure?
I'm positive
that not even thinking about it. That it's just like, that appeals to me. That's an I.
No, that...
it's like, boy, your name's almost... It's almost like you're Jedi. You think?
Well, I mean, it's subconsciously. I suppose anything's possible.
Subconsciously.
It's possible.
Number four.
Oh, wait. That was only number two. We got to go back and get number three, everybody.
Let's go pick up three.
Three.
So this Austin Rogers is quite a deal. This New York bartender who's been on a run on the Jeopardy. Have you watched any of this?
In 1977, this band topped the charts singing, "You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave Austin."
Who are the Eagles?
Yes. You don't like the Eagles? All right.
Yeah, he's a bit of a goof, this guy.
So, is he kind of doing what we were doing?
He's not doing the "who the hell is Albert Einstein" bit.
Who the hell are the Eagles?
No, this guy...
Who in the hell are... So, he's putting on some sort of act?
He does a little shtick.
Oh, he's got a shtick going.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's winning, like, crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He thinks every answer is stupid? Is that the idea? Kind of.
He's doing very, very well.
Yeah.
And he's got little antics, little faces that he makes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his latest totals are, but it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He's about to become the grand champion?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the grand champion is at Ken Jennings. I don't know that he's going to be Ken Jennings.
He probably doesn't want to be. What is Ken? Who in the hell is Ken Jennings?
Who the hell is Ken Jennings? Let's see. As of, well, this is from Sunday, where he won.
They don't play on Sunday.
No, he won 9 episodes in a row, winning $332,400. But he's still on. I think he was on last night, right?
Don't know.
Yeah. This guy is doing okay for himself. And Alex Trebek now just gives him high fives at the end of every episode.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. 365,000. Yeah, he's got quite a streak going. And he, like, will do this thing where, you know, when they introduce him, he'll, like, mug for the camera and he does a little shtick. Hi. When they say he's a bartender, like, he'll pretend to be making drinks.
Is he bringing real drinks?
No, he just kind of mimes it. Like, you know, and a bartender from Brooklyn, and he'll be, like, mixing
He could bring, like, those little travel cups with him.
I don't know that you're allowed to bring props with you to the Jeopardy
stage. Do people use those anymore?
What's that?
The little travel mug that unfolds, the travel cup that unfolds.
I don't know that anyone ever used those.
No, I don't know if they ever used
them. Bought them. They bought them, but never really used them. Worked. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Four.
Number four, the Bill and Ted movie. Bill and Ted 3 finally has a title. So you got your Bill and Ted's...
Is everyone alive?
Yeah, well, George Carlin's no longer with us.
Right.
Rufus, I believe, is that character's name.
I never saw those movies.
Although, is George Carlin in the sequel, or is he only in the first one?
Is he their guide?
He is. There's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and then there's Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And
who's the other guy in that movie?
Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves.
Right. What else does Alex do?
Nothing. No, this is it. He really needs this third
one. See, now
one.
I thought he's not a pen.
He looks like he could be a pen.
He looks like he could be a pen.
Yes, but he's not.
He's not.
No.
Because that one pen's dead.
Yes. Yes. Christopher Penn, I believe?
Yes.
The new movie, Bill and Ted 3, which is the follow-up to 1991's Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, if I'm being honest... I saw both in the theaters. I don't know that I ever saw either again. Enjoyed them. I think I did.
Never saw them.
Yeah. 89 was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. 91 was The Bogus Journey. And now in 2018.
Oh, that was kind of rapid fire then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. I believe they had a Saturday morning cartoon show, too.
Mm.
Bill and Ted did. Where they traveled throughout history.
As a cartoon.
But help me out, guys, on the text line or
you mean
on
the
Mixler.
Harrington Pub text line?
Yeah, well, tell me more
470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad Cities' very best Bloody Mary. Is that the text line you're
That's
talking
it.
About?
I'm wondering if George Carlin was in The Bogus Journey. I don't remember him being in it. I think they just kind of...
Did George Carlin turn anything down in 91? I don't think so.
Well, people are saying that George Carlin is in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I guess I gotta go back and watch that one. I gotta break away. I've spent more time listening to the soundtrack.
Did
of that
we ever
movie.
Talk to Ralphie May?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Yes, we had him on the show.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering if we did.
He's quite dead.
Oh.
The third movie will be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Okay.
It's been in development for years and years, and now they say...
And now everyone's happy with the script, huh?
Keanu Reeves says, there's a script out there, we're just trying to get it made. Show business is tough. Keanu Reeves says, it's a cautionary tale. They're supposed to save the world, but when we see them, they haven't saved the world, and they're married and have kids, and they're playing to nobody. But they have to write the song and face the music.
Ah.
Keanu Reeves says, hopefully we'll make it before I'm 60 years old.
Which would be soon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be soon.
He's got to be mid-50s, right?
Sure.
He's...
Got to be, like, right there.
You think he's...
Maybe.
He's older than you are, right?
I would think he is.
Keanu Reeves is, in fact... Let's see here... Keanu Reeves was born in, he's a couple of months older than you.
Yeah.
He's 53. Yeah. Born September 2nd, 1964.
He was over 50 years ago.
Stop yourself. Finally, number five.
Five.
We always love stories like this where you know, somebody at Playboy goes, you know what we need to do? Stop putting naked ladies in the pics in the magazine. People who have these genius ideas and everybody just runs with it because everyone else is just terrified to raise their hand and say no to anything. Dunkin' Donuts has come up with, they think,
Gotta get rid of donuts?
A hot new strategy to spice up their sales. We need to stop making so many damn donuts.
I don't know, guys. I'm not sure about that.
They are testing out this less is more strategy.
I know people love their coffee.
There are 9,000 Dunkin' Donuts stores in the United States.
Seems like something of a rebirth.
9,000 of them.
Yeah.
And now they're saying what we need to do, and this might not actually be the stupidest idea. They've got 30 different kinds of donuts.
We're going to scale that back.
They're saying, let's make 18 donuts.
Well, let's make, how about we stop making the 12 that no one buys?
Well, there it is.
We could do that.
There it is. They're also, by the way, testing out the name just Dunkin. Getting rid of
it. I knew it. I knew it. Getting rid of it. I knew it.
Getting rid of the name Donuts.
That's the next shoe to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Domino's. No longer Domino's Pizza, right?
Just Domino's.
Just Domino's.
Because they do so much more than pizza.
Do you?
Nobody.
Do you?
Nobody's interested in your chicken wings, Domino's. Nobody.
There's somebody out there going, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was just
got a fistful of them. How many?
how dare you?
Wait a minute. It's almost 7 a.m. and I'm through. How many people have already gone through their Halloween candy?
You ask this question every year, and the answer is always that you have started.
I have not.
Usually this is the time of year when
I haven't bought any.
Okay, then you're getting better at this.
I haven't bought any, but
every
year
around this time, you have to you would make an admission. You put it out there, how many people have eaten their candy, and then we get it out of you that I'm about two-thirds done with it.
I just wonder how early people start going through their Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Because it's available for, it's been available to you for over a month.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to buy more Halloween. At this point, you're not buying Halloween candy. You're just buying candy that you're eating.
I never buy it until like October 28th.
You shouldn't.
At the earliest.
Right.
There's just no need for it to be in the house.
No. Good call.
I don't understand people who are buying it in August.
Because
you think, do you think the stores are going to run out? Is there a sense of relief? Like, well, I don't have to worry about it
anymore?
If
you're eating,
why is anyone buying Halloween candy in August?
If you're eating it, it's not Halloween candy. See, that's the thing. They got you. You think you're buying Halloween candy, these little fun-sized things. But what you're buying is just candy because you're not trick-or-treating.
No.
You're inside the house eating the candy.
You know, if you're
at that
fair,
point, it ceases to be.
What you should do, if it's Halloween candy, if you buy it
and give it away.
And then go to your own door and say trick-or-treat out loud every time you open up a fun-size candy bar.
Yeah, that could get
go annoying. Through the ritual.
That could get annoying.
Well,
to the
neighbors.
Well, to the neighbors and to the person you're sharing the house with. Would you stop ringing that damn door?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. What are you supposed to be? Disappointed.
So Dunkin' Donuts.
Unfulfilled. What are you supposed to be?
Not what I had planned on becoming. Here I am, eating fun-sized Snickers, trick-or-treating
just
by myself.
All I need is some sort of Scooby snack just to get through the next 2 minutes so I don't kill myself.
Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. They also have a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They also have delicious soups available in rotation. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. If you're doing any sort of catering, make sure you let Capriati's do it. You can enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And don't forget about that meatball bar that comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. And if you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you take care of or take advantage of our deal. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
I know you haven't watched a lot of football, professional football. Have you watched? You watch any of the Bears?
I watched more than I had watched all year long on Monday night.
Now, the NFL has relaxed the restrictions on celebrations in the end zone.
Okay.
To the point now where players are choreographing some pretty ridiculous displays. And by ridiculous, I mean awesome.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen them.
Oh, like the Eagles the other night had a touchdown.
What are the Eagles?
You don't like the Eagles? The guy who scores the touchdown gets in the batter's box of the other Eagles. One guy is the umpire. The other gets down in a catcher's squat.
I did see the one guy peeing like a dog.
Well, that was that was Odell Beckham Beckham Jr. What the hell's his name? Odell Beckham Jr.
That was a bit much.
He's done for the year, by the way.
Oh, they kicked him out of the league.
No, he broke his ankle. Yeah, his season's over. So I think he scored the one touchdown where he got on his knees
and
peed like a
dog. And collective karma said, that's enough of that.
We've had enough of that.
That's okay.
The Eagles did this thing, and then it was like the one guy pitched the ball, and he hit a home run, and they all watched it go out of the...
Well, sure, it's playoff baseball.
Yeah, they're doing a little homage to that.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of these very well choreographed
Phillies
deals.
Didn't have a lot to cheer about this year.
It's during the Vikings-Bears game, the Vikings score a touchdown, and then everyone sits down in the end zone, and they were playing Duck, Duck, Goose as a way to celebrate the fact that they had scored a touchdown. Although, I guess, in Minnesota, they don't call it Duck, Duck, Goose.
What do they call it?
They call it Duck, Duck, Gray Duck.
Huh.
That's how they play in Minnesota.
Duck, Duck, Gray Duck.
Because everyone was like, oh, the Vikings are playing Duck, Duck, Goose, and Viking fans were like, how dare you? We don't play Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yeah.
It's duck, duck, gray duck, 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 gray duck, and then the gray duck chases you.
Okay. What about gray goose? That'd be something.
Well, that's duck, you're gray goose. Being chased by a vodka bottle.
Hey!
I want to be caught.
Did he catch me?
29-year-old man in Switzerland thought it'd be cool to hang a Jack Daniels flag in front of his apartment.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, people like to fly flags.
Yes.
This is my thing.
Right. Like, I got a Bears flag. I got a Sox flag. Sometimes
you'll
I like
see
to
see a Hawkeye flag.
Yes, Hawkeye flag.
You'll
I got a Loras College flag. Every once in a while I like
you'll
to
see
fly.
A Big 7 flag
sure.
around here.
Sure. This guy's got a Jack Daniels flag. And it was going great up until the neighbors started freaking out. Because if you think about it, think of the Jack Daniels logo. Everybody picture that in your mind.
Uh-huh.
You put it on a flag, it looks suspiciously like the ISIS flag.
Mm.
So the neighbors are like, is there something we need to know? Are you with the ISIS there?
Fuck Ryan out loud. Holy man. What do you call it?
If you were ISIS in America, do you think you'd be that brazen?
Maybe. I'm just looking at the Jack Daniels flag and the ISIS flag, and I can see how, from a distance, people would be like,
wait a minute, what's with the new neighbor?
Right. Can you imagine that? If your neighbor just put up an ISIS flag? Mm. That seems like it's not the best.
Not the best.
Finally, Darren, today on the show, we're going to visit to America's Wang.
Florida.
Two stories that are, so Florida. We begin.
Is it the staring contest?
We begin in the Tampa Bay area where a guy Googled how to rob a bank and then robbed a bank.
From start to finish, what I need is how to rob a bank in a box.
William Joe Johnson.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know how do you even start this thing. Friend, what you need is how to rob a bank in a box.
Okay, Google. How do I rob a bank? Step one, locate a bank.
Locate a bank.
I can help you do that. Yes, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, William Joe Johnson stole an undisclosed amount of money from the Achieva Credit Union. He entered the bank just before 11 a.m. and followed the instructions that he got from Google down to a T.
Did he print them off?
The deputies found him at a hotel. In the interview, he told them he was in need of money and searched Google, quote, how to rob a bank. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to see what comes up if you Google how to rob a bank.
I don't know if you want to do that.
You think I'll set up some sort of alarm?
You might set some alarm off.
My guess is I'm just going to get a bunch of links to this story. Ooh. Yeah. How to rob a bank. Well, here we go. It says you should rob banks around 3 p.m. That's when they're changing shifts. Wow. That's a good tip.
And people aren't paying attention?
I don't. Changing shifts at 3 o'clock. They're getting ready to close at 3
o'clock.
Yeah, they
close at 5 or 6.
That's the worst tip I've ever gotten on how to rob a bank.
I think you'd want to.
Shifts? They're open at 9 and they close at 5.
See, I'd rob them around 1 or
lunchtime?
After lunch.
When they're just
everyone's coming back and they're like, oh, I'm sleepy. Oh, what'd you guys go do? Buffet. Oh, I'm so sleep. I could really take a nap.
And then finally,
why don't you go ahead and take a nap?
I'll just help myself to this money. Finally, in Vero Beach, Florida, Timothy Silliers rushed to the hospital. He had bet his wife.
Vero Beach, now that's the famous spring training.
Sure.
Location, right?
Sure. This guy is a Cowboys fan. He bet his wife that the Cowboys would beat the Packers.
Yes.
And
the Packers came back and won.
Yes. He decided to wear his Cowboys jersey, and the wife wore her Packers jersey.
Yes.
And the deal was whoever loses has to set the jersey ablaze. You have to burn your jersey.
Uh-huh.
He decided, once the Cowboys lost, to set his jersey ablaze while he was still wearing it. Second and third degree burns.
I tell you what, those Cowboy fans, I just don't know.
He and his wife told deputies at the hospital that the bet was to burn the losing team's jersey. But this Timothy Silliers, who said he was drunk at the time, decided to wear his Cowboy jersey as it was set afire. I think you were supposed to take it off. But he was like, no, what's the point? It was set on fire after losing a bet on the Cowboy game.
Was
he
inside?
It says here, according to one witness, skin was hanging off his arm and his back.
Oh, God.
Treated for third-degree burns on his right arm and hand as well. Second-degree burns to his back. Yeah. Yeah, setting himself on fire because they gave Aaron Rodgers too much time.
That's he doesn't need a lot.
No. No, how'd you do on cover five this week?
I think I scored
3 points.
I don't know if I did that. Just the looking at cover five. Now I know that some people are doing very well.
Yeah, well,
but a lot of people must be doing very poorly.
Yeah,
because I think I'm minus 13.5 points
overall.
Overall,
yeah,
and I'm 58th out of 198.
Yeah, it's a rough year.
So it's a tough year. So just. All I can say is hang in there.
I'm 18 of 198. My stock is plummeting. I'm 57 points overall.
Oh, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm, I guess, you know.
So I would just say hang in there,
if I could
guys.
Get Mike Robinson to start losing some games, or Chris Chambers, or Sokoff 077, or Misha, or, boy, some of these names the other day, I was laughing out loud at some of your names, you knuckleheads. What was the one that I was like?
Whiskey Ditka?
There's one, Darren is greater than Dave, with the less than, greater than.
Sign.
Yeah, I like that. That's clever. Cheek spreader.
Cheek spreader?
Cheek spreader.
There's Turtle Hammer and Angry Turtle.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta like that. Turtle still representing after all these years. What was the one I was...
Too hot for disco.
All right, all right, all right. Hashtag meow. That's good stuff.
Dak Street Boy.
Zeke Mac Wasps.
That's not bad.
Amazing Benson. Turtlefish. Of course, one of my all-time favorites, Just Beat Lavora. You're not, by the way.
Not last year, you didn't.
Not this year either, I don't think. Mountain Man. Elemanzer, who is a wizard in D&D. I like that.
14 smokes.
14 smokes.
Dr. Sergeant Pepper. That's pretty good. You know, right?
Uh-huh. Podrick's Pleasure Stick.
Ooh.
Zesty Squirrel. Typical Scott. Oh, this is the one that I really like.
Yes.
Someone whose team name in our cover five is just simply Football is Gay.
It's
fantastic. Yeah. I think you guys are all...
You're all touched in the head is what the thing
no,
is.
No, man. We thank you for playing. That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5
Dave Things. And Darren's Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea biscotti. Breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Why not fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake? East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmokecoffee.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Maybe someone's having a birthday. You get them a Capriati's gift card.
Because, done and done.
Because everybody loves Capriati's. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. And thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. It's there for you 24 hours a day. And at Harrington's Pub, there's live music on Thursdays, so there's live music tomorrow at Harrington's Pub.
Till we get a chance to do it for again tomorrow, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.